I posted for the first time an FSA a few days ago, and I completely forgot that there were questions for new girls. I just kind of jumped on in, so I really hope it's not too late for me to answer them. Question 1. Where are you right now, and what are you wearing? Oh gosh. Well, I'm just sitting in my room, and I'm wearing a big pink sweater. I don't have any pants on, because I figure if nobody sees me, I might as well be comfortable. I do have panties on, though, and they have blue and white stripes. And I have on white socks as well. Question 2. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? Well, I really don't do much, and I've seen the FSA threads around. My first post was just a Vokuro of me reciting one of those butthurt image macros, but then it turned out that people seemed to like my voice a little bit, so I figured, hey, why not get into this? Question 3. Have you ever recorded audios for the thread before? I have in the past 2 days. I think I've done 3 scripts so far. I'm never really busy, so I'm really excited to start doing more. Question 4. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come for us knowing we were listening? Yeah, actually. Honestly, I come really, really easy. And I actually reached orgasm during that last one I just posted. The one about me being Master's Kitten. And it excited me a whole lot knowing that people would be listening to me soon. Especially saying all those lewd things. Question 5. What are your kinks and turn-ons? Well, I really don't know about a whole lot. As for now, though, I know that I really like age play. And being submissive. Being humiliated. Being taken advantage of. Being verbally abused, or I guess being self-deprecating. Things like that. But I'm sure there's probably a lot more that I just don't know about. Question 6. How often do you tend to masturbate, and what's your preferred method of masturbating? Well, I only recently started masturbating regularly. I didn't really do it much before because I didn't have much of a drive, but for some reason, mine just kind of spiked recently. I usually end up laying down on my bed, on my back, and I start fondling myself in all kinds of places. Like my boobs and my thighs. Especially my thighs. By that time, I'm usually soaked through my panties, and depending on the mood I'm in, I take them off or I leave them on. I've noticed recently that I like to leave them on and kind of reach in through the top and start playing with myself. I start rubbing around my clit faster and faster until I can't take it anymore and I need something inside. Eventually, I let myself put a finger in and slide it in and out. I tease myself for a while until I think I can't stand it anymore. And then I slide my other finger in so I have 2 inside. That's whenever I start squirming a lot. And I have to keep myself from being too loud because I don't want to disturb anybody. Question 7. Where's the most risky place where you've masturbated to orgasm? Well, I honestly just keep it to my room. Because, this is kind of embarrassing. I'm a squirter, and, like, not just a little, but a lot. A lot. So, I really can't do it anywhere without being too obvious. I need to keep it to a place where I can easily clean up after myself. Question 8. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else other than on here? Actually, no. I've never camped for that purpose or done it in person. Recording myself for the script was actually the first time I ever did something like that. Question 9. What's your favorite way to be fucked? Well, this is also embarrassing. I'm a virgin, so I've never really had anyone else do anything to me before. But I like to imagine that I'd like it from behind, doggy style, because then the person fucking me would have full control, and my face would be pressed into the bed. Oh, I'm getting carried away. Question 10. Do you like it a little rough being held down and used? I guess I answered that question, the last one. I imagine I would really, really, really like it. Question 11. Are you a dom, sub, or switch? I'm definitely a sub without a question. I guess I'm pretty gentle, and I'm not confrontational at all. And I love taking orders, so I think that's what's best. 13. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little about it. Like I said, I'm a virgin, so I've never actually had a sexual experience with a girl either. I'm not against the idea, though. I feel like it would be fun to experience it. Question 14. Do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, please describe it. I feel so boring. I just have one kind of run-of-the-mill vibrator. But it doesn't have any batteries in it right now, so I can't give you a little bit of a buzz. I'm sorry. Next time. Question 15. Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? Well, the last time I did was whenever I was reading for that Master's Kitten script. And the script itself definitely helped me. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit carried away, but I love the idea of being used as a kitten or somebody's pet, and it just kind of, Question 16. Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? Well, the thing about me is that I come really, really easily, so no matter what, I end up orgasming a lot more than once. Oh gosh, so many embarrassing things. Question 17. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? Well, like I said before, age play. It's pretty obvious because I have this naturally weird lolly voice, and I might as well take advantage of it, right? I'm glad that it's good for something. But other than that, really, I'm open to pretty much anything. I have no boundaries and practically no morals, so. Question 18. Are you able to improvise scenes? Would you like to do that kind of stuff? I've never tried before, but I'm sure I can give it a go once or twice if it goes well. I'm not really sure how I go about doing it, and I'm really bad with words, but I can certainly give it my best. And question 19 just tells me to choose a Valkyrie name to use, which I've already decided is Bunny. Or I guess Bun for short. I think that's really cute. Well, anyway, thank you for listening to me ramble for, 9 minutes. I hope it wasn't too annoying. I can't wait to record more for all of you.